What kind of humans do we want to be? What kind of beings do we want to be? We have a chance right now to end greedy gobbling up of resources and really invest.
This is Sasha.
And this is Eli.
And you're listening to WGXC Agro.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 16. And early this morning, we see the temperature range is 29 degrees in Mackey to 35 in Ulster Park. A high of 47 is expected at 2 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 28 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 49 degrees and it will have a windy afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures drop to 43 degrees before bouncing back up to 60 on Thursday. Unfortunately, that heat comes from a warm front that will drop rain all night into Friday, possibly leaving some snow in some places. Friday, during the day, will be dry with a high of 45. The closest expected snowfall is in the mountains on the western edge of Greene County. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:33 a.m., low tide at 6:58 a.m., high tide again at 1:03 p.m., and low tide again at 7:32 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 47 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:21 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:43 a.m. Looking way up, we see Earth is entering a stream of debris coming from Comet Temple-Tuttle, which will give us the annual Leonid meteor shower. It is expected to peak this year at 10 to 15 meteors per hour early tomorrow morning. Solar wind speed is currently 563 kilometers per second at 7.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4. Unsettled. The current sunspot number is 23. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Ginger Radio Hour, live from the Acre Studio. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Justin Maiman. Today, a bit of a breakthrough. I finally figured out a way to get some goats on the radio. Stay tuned for that, along with my interview with Kathy Stevens from Catskill Animal Sanctuary, which is based in Saugerties. Goats are often on my mind. That's my screaming goat toy. If you follow the Ginger newsletter, you know that every week I feature a goat, either a goat video or a goat profile or a beautiful goat photo from all around the world. And I've been struggling to figure out ways to get goats on the radio. But I think I've broken through today. So that's coming up. Goats, plus the goat acronym I've been thinking a lot about. We're building a theme here. So today, some goat musicians, greatest of all time musicians. And we begin with an easy one. Alice Coltrane.
Thank you. One day, I'm gonna understand.
beautiful, beautiful Giantian.
Lauryn Hill, the song To Zion. Before that, we heard Alice Coltrane featuring Pharoah Sanders, Journey in Satchidananda. Let's listen to some more music.
Keep on learning. Soldier.
My goat toy is not as responsive as I'd like it to be. It's getting better. I need to grease it. So, Shuggy Otis. Inspiration information. And before that, of course, the inestimable Stevie Wonder. That was Higher Ground. Two of the greatest of all times, the goats. So I want to bring in this conversation I got to have a couple weeks ago. I first discovered Catskill Animal Sanctuary about a decade ago, and it really has been that exactly, a sanctuary for me. But of course, they do much more than try to make me feel better. It's 150 acres in Saugerties. It's a sanctuary for farmed animals. Hundreds of animals, maybe thousands. Yeah, probably thousands, have been helped. They're celebrating 20 years this year, 2021. And I was so delighted when Kathy Stevens, the co-founder and executive director of Catskill Animal Sanctuary, I'll call it CAS from now on, agreed to talk to me. But I did have one demand, and that was that we got to sit near or alongside some goats. And so she helped figure that out for me. I arrived on this beautiful sunny afternoon, and we opened a gate, we walked into a field, and we were instantly surrounded by the underfoots, a group of goats, including Levi, Alice, Molly, and more. You're going to hear some of them during this interview. As goats will do, they just enjoyed themselves. They ate some food. They wandered around the field. But I got a chance to ask Kathy all sorts of things that I've been wanting to talk to her about CAS, and here's part of that conversation in the field, surrounded by goats.
The goal of everything we do. So I was a teacher, and what I knew going into this work, I was a teacher who grew up on a farm, so I knew animals. I knew mostly horses because it was a horse farm. But we had our own, hello, what you doing, Levi? We had sheep, couple sheep, and we had goats. So I've known these animals my whole life. What I believed back then when we started in 2001, I believe today that nobody's intending to harm. I know the vast majority of people identify as animal lovers, but if you say, my dad used to say to me, used to call and say, what are you having for dinner, nuts and grass or sticks and leaves? Like, What are you having for dinner tonight? Barks and fern? Like, he wouldn't give up on that. And he was just, if he, in his mind, took the meat or the dairy off the plate was empty. And so I know that even today, with all the abundance of foods that are plant-based, a lot of people still don't know. You know, are intimidated by the idea of a plant-based diet. And so I know they need support. And so all that we do, you know, the dual mission, A, is rescue and love and care of these individuals. And then B is providing good people who are animal lovers, who haven't yet begun that journey, support for all the reasons to go vegan. The planet's on fire. The planet is gonna spit us out like we're a bad taste if we don't turn this ship around quickly. And the best way to do that, inarguably, is for humanity to make a rapid shift to a plant-based diet. So whether people want to hear about that because they want the planet to be here for their kids, or whether they are having health challenges, or whether they really don't understand what they're participating in when they choose to eat animals, then we want to be on that second side of our mission, a support for them in that journey. So, hence the tours, hence mm-hmm. the customized programming like the Compassionate Cuisine, mm-hmm. The cooking program, and the podcast.
Well, I think, as you have discovered over and over, is there's a lot of people out there who want to believe in something and support something. You know, they want to be a part of something. And I do think that the what I think seems like new prevalence of sanctuaries around seems to be filling some of that need.
It is. This sanctuary movement has exploded. We were one of a handful in our region when we opened in 2001. And now, if you drew a 3-hour, if you put a pin in New York City and drew a 3-hour radius around, you would there are 25 sanctuaries. There are hundreds of farmed animal sanctuaries. And, you know, that's good and bad because it's still too easy to open up a sanctuary. You can put your hand up in the air and fulfill a bunch of legal requirements. You have to have a board of directors. You have to have bylaws. And you can start a sanctuary with absolutely no knowledge of any aspect of it. No idea how to care for the animals. No idea how to raise money. No idea that there are going to be people knocking at your door every single moment. And that if you say yes to everybody, then you're not going to be a sanctuary. You're going to be an animal hoarder. And so it's a wonderful thing. On the one hand, there are more. And because there are more sanctuaries, there are more good sanctuaries, but there are also more that need to be shut down. And so it's a very mixed bag.
That makes sense.
But there is a body, an organization called GFAS. It's called the Global, it's short for the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries. And they are a body that, through a pretty rigorous process, accredits sanctuaries. So if people are interested in feeling a little confident that the sanctuary they're supporting is a credible one, then you can look at their website, sanctuaryfederation.org, for a list of accredited sanctuaries. I think the challenge with this work is to help good people who aren't intending to hurt animals when they make their daily choices. I think the challenge is always to help them understand, to see and to feel who these animals are, right? And that and understand the truth that they're every bit as nuanced as any dog or cat who's ever been in your life. And if you can do that, and if storytelling via radio can further that, then that's, I think, a big part of it, because we don't live in a world that provides people the opportunity to know goats and chickens and cows and pigs. The industries don't want us to know these animals. We wouldn't eat them if we knew them in the same way we knew our dogs.
Have you enjoyed taking control and doing your own podcast, like taking control of your own message and being able to kind of shape it yourself?
Yes, but I also find that as often as not, I want to be on the other side of the mic. I want to be the one being interviewed because I have these 20 years of stuff to say. And so, yes, I like it. And they're fascinating people. But I want to share our stories too. Because I think, for the most part, the short answer is yes. The longer answer is, but I also want to remember that we have stories to share and information to share. Information and particularly stories.
So by then, of course, the goat's always curious, but we had been sitting in the field for about 30 minutes. They got a little bored of me. They moved on, and the gnats got bad. So Kathy and I stood up, and she offered to take me on a walk. So we left the goats behind, and Kathy introduced me to Buddy, the new blind horse at CAS. Keep in mind, there have been many Buddies, and there's other Buddies that are also blind horses currently at CAS. But Kathy introduced me to the newest Buddy, who needed a bath, and Buddy, beautiful Appaloosa, and Kathy gave me the chance to talk with him, and then we took a walk on the way to his bath time. So while we did that, I asked Kathy some more questions while we walked and talked, including what a typical day was like there on the farm. Here's that.
So, is there a typical day? Well, the typical day, the term we use is uneventful. So, the typical day is you get here at 7, you load up the feed truck, you turn out the animals who have come in at night, who are all the little guys, plus the vulnerable big guys. So these two, for example, come into the barn at night, the two blind horses. And while half the team goes out with its feed runs, doing the feed, the medical team is getting medications, injections, the Beamer blanket, the electromagnetic therapy, whatever it is that they are going to be doing to routine health checks, right? You know, top-to-toe health checks, whatever it is that they're doing, they're managing that concurrently. And then on the other side of the operation, the chef is getting ready for a cooking class or responding to a blog, and the program office is getting ready to do a live virtual sanctuary or getting ready to do a tour for a special group and managing volunteers. And, you know, so that's the typical day when there's no email that says, oh my God, there's a horrifying emergency right down the road, or you don't have a sick animal, or you don't have, what other kind of emergency is there?
Well, there must be some weather emergencies, right?
Or you don't, yeah, you're not, well, even not weather emergencies. Yes, there are weather emergencies, but this is a labor-intensive time right now because we're getting prepared for winter. So a typical uneventful day is a challenging day.
That was Kathy and I walking around CAS. Buddy did get a bath. I want to thank Kathy and everybody at CAS that day. I was there for way too long. I overstayed my welcome because it's hard for me to walk away from a wonderful place like that. You can check out Catskill Animal Sanctuary at casanctuary.org. Check it out. They're still having weekend tours through the end of the month, I believe. You can also check out Kathy's podcast. All of that lives at casanctuary.org. Go say hello to the goats. Like Levi and Alice. Let's play some more music.
But I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Into My Arms. This is Justin. This is Ginger Radio Hour. And this is Justin. You're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. So much more music coming. Here's Nina Simone.
One more Sunday in Savannah, hear the whole creation shout and praise the thank you.
Yeah.
again to Alice Coltrane. This is Something About John Coltrane, the first track on side two of this album. I just wanted to quickly read who is on this. So this is Alice Coltrane on harp and piano, Pharoah Sanders on soprano sax and percussion, Tulsi on tambura, Cecil McBee on bass, Rashid Ali on drums, and Majid, on bells and tambourine. This was recorded November 8th, 1970, in Dix Hills, New York. So Alice Coltrane brings us in and brings us out. As she mentions in the liner notes, this track, this piece of music here, is set on a D minor mode. Not unfamiliar to John Coltrane's followers. I want to thank everybody for listening to Ginger Radio Hour today. Thank Kathy Stevens and Catskill Animal Sanctuary. I also wanted to thank all of our new supporters and our sustaining supporters. We just wrapped up a pledge drive, and I wanted to thank all of the people that helped to make WGXC this, which is community radio that allows amateurs like me to get on here and play some music and talk to some people and share some time with all of you around the Catskills. I also wanted to point you to wavefarm.org. Click on merch. The merch orders were delivered today. Galen gave me a pile of stuff which I ordered for gifts. But one I'm saving for myself, which is beautiful. It's a green sweatshirt featuring DJ Chuck. Anyway, you should go buy some merch right away. Just go to wavefarm.org, click on the merch button, and you too can be wearing and rocking a green DJ Chuck sweatshirt like me. Enjoy your day.